There's always been an allure and a challenge to the competitive side of things to coach in the NFL. You know, going back as long as I can remember, Dick Butkus was always, for whatever reason, one of my favorite guys. And to be here where he was and to coach with the Bears is unbelievable.
This kid you have at quarterback is all blue collar yep. background, worker. Yep. That's his rep. Are there elements in his game that right now, already, despite 12 starts, intrigues you?
I think first and foremost, it's the person. You know, going back to what you said, and he is talented. You have to have talent. You can't just sculpt, you know, some marble thing out of a piece of clay. He has elite level talent, but then he also, I think, has the desire. And that, as a coach, is all you can ask for. If you have a guy that now has that willingness to fully utilize his talent, that's exciting. Talking to a couple offensive linemen the other day, and they unsolicited brought up Mitch's work ethic and how hard he works and how much they've been watching him and how hard he's trying to be great. O-linemen sniff that out in a heartbeat. If that guy's, you know, just showing up or, you know, going to wherever for the, you know, off season, Mitch wants to be great. You get that immediately the first time you meet him.
This is a young football team. This is trending towards youth, not veterans that are quite ready to go and play in the Super Bowl with a bunch of 30-year-old stars. It's a great situation. Do you feel that? Is it why you also took a bite at this apple?
That's a big part of it. And I think when you look at just the injuries that we had last year, the perimeter guys, obviously tight end, interior of the offensive line was kind of a shuffle. I think if you just kind of stop that gap and get some guys some more reps, you get the young tackles to go. I'm very excited to see those guys in a year or two, just after their strength conditioning, all those things develop. Getting with Harry Hiestand will help them a ton. And then just develop that quarterback to use our strength. Our defense is our strength right now. There's no question about that. It's proven. And if we can, you know, supplement some explosiveness, get some points on the board, and then just take care of the football, we're playing on the front foot.
You're used to scoring. I mean, it's
I do like to score.
It's in a bonanza. Yeah. 600-yard games are normal.